You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New Hampshire voters became the latest victims of the big lie Wednesday, as its 400-seat legislature voted along party lines to adopt SB 418. The bill throws out the state's long-standing qualified voter affidavit system, which allows a voter with incomplete documentation to sign an affidavit on penalty of fines or imprisonment and vote as usual, despite no evidence of misuse by the typical 650 voters who use it statewide. It will be eliminated if Governor Sununu decides to sign the bill. Instead, Granite Staters who don't have a birth certificate when they register same day or a driver's license when they check in will instead be given a provisional ballot. The ballot will be marked, violating the secrecy of the ballot, and unless the voter returns within 10 days, will be thrown out and not counted in the vote total. While most voter suppression states use this as a tool to keep black and brown communities from voting, in New Hampshire it's college students, along with older voters and the poor. Same-day registration is often used by students at one of New Hampshire's several small colleges, and this term, younger voters have been targeted with several bills challenging their eligibility to vote. Students nationwide should contact their local town election officials or campus voting rights groups to find out state rules now rather than waiting for the November midterm elections. Granny D said, "Democracy is not something we have, it's something we do." For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal. Today's action links at americandemocracyminute.org.